Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 9. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Mary answered the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is truly a special moment within this whole encounter. As Mary hears the word of God, as she's brought into an understanding of what the purpose of God for her life is and given confirming signs to look for, Mary in this moment now surrenders her everything to serve the purpose of God upon the earth. And her surrender carries these stunning hallmarks of humility, alignment, and acceptance. She positions herself in this moment as the Lord's servant. This is truly inspiring, because she's just been given the most significant role to play within the plan of God for the earth. It has just been announced to her that the presence of God is with her, that the Holy Spirit is not just going to move in her life, but he's going to come to abide with her, to rest upon her. And the affirmation of the angel is not just that she is favored, but she is one who is highly favored. So much has been released from heaven over her life. So much has been released from heaven into her life. This is a hugely spiritual moment. There are powerful declarations. There are incredible affirmations being declared to Mary and declared over Mary. But what is amazing is that that doesn't seem to go to her head. She doesn't paint herself as a spiritual superstar. She doesn't start proclaiming her own anointing and calling out her uniquely favored position and status. She doesn't go viral in Nazareth with her angelic visitation story, or even start up the Mary Mother of God Ministries.org. She takes a lowly position. "I am the Lord's servant." What an amazing heart. It's a servant heart. It's taking serving as her stance in this moment. This dialogue, this download from heaven, has already been framed within her soul. It is something that she is to serve, not something that will serve her. And this does seem to be a heart posture, a stance that Mary maintains throughout her life. Even when she visits her relative Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says to her, "Blessed are you amongst all women." Mary doesn't then adopt this attitude that she's the most blessed female on the face of the earth, that there is no other woman moving in the level of blessing that she uniquely is. No, she immediately worships God. She turns the attention from herself to God, and she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, because he's been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Mary instantly points her blessed status to the hand of God. She positions it as being all about God, something that she is humbly seeking to serve, and not something that is going to serve her. We have to guard the heart against believing our own praise at times. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't receive praise or affirmation, and it doesn't mean that we don't possess self-esteem and hold a healthy view of self-worth. But rather what it means is that we constantly frame the purpose of God in our lives as something that we serve and not something that serves us. Humility is a dependency in God. It is placing God at the source of blessing, and it's calling out his praise and glory as the point of blessing and the reason why we steward blessing in our lives. It's all about him. It's all about his glory. Mary brought her surrender to God. She came into agreement with what God was speaking and what he was releasing into her life, and she committed her everything to serving it. But as well as that, her surrender was not only seen in her humble heart attitude, but it was also lived in her alignment and her acceptance. She said, "May your word be fulfilled." She basically said, "I align with this. I agree to live my life in the pursuit of this. I give who I am and what I have, my character, my nature, my journey in this life. I give it all over to the fulfillment of this word. All the hopes and dreams that I have, all the plans and aspirations, I surrender them fully to this word being fulfilled. I allow them to be altered by this word, to be shaped by this word, to align with this purpose. I give my everything to you. Surrender is a big word, and it's an important call. Surrender lives in the Lordship of Christ. When we make him Lord, it means that we place everything in his service, all that we have and all that we are. We place it all in his hands and we say, where I go, what I do, what I have, what I pursue, I give it all to serve you and your kingdom. And this is heavy and it sounds quite harsh and it sounds quite limiting, but if you believe that all that you have and all that you are is given by him in the first place, if you believe that the hopes and dreams of your heart and the talents, abilities that you possess, they've all come out of his heart and are all shaped by his purpose for you, then actually surrender is simply about agreeing that those things are going to live in the service of him and not in the service of yourself. As Mary speaks these words, let it be to me as you have said, may your word be fulfilled. As Mary speaks these words, the scripture says that the angel then leaves her. It would have been nice if the angel hung about for a bit. It wouldn't have been illogical for the angel to remain with the woman who was bearing the Son of God and the Saviour of the whole world. It would actually have made sense for her to have him with her the whole time, reaffirming her, reassuring her, protecting her on this journey. But she was not to live in this place of spiritual phenomenon. He was there to deliver the word. And as she received it and aligned with it, she now had to begin to live life. She now had to begin to journey into that which had been spoken. There are times in life when we live in the spiritual seasons of life. Those seasons that are filled with encounter, with revelation and with the tangible of God, when God begins to deposit within us and shape us with purpose. But then there are times when it feels like the spiritual strips back a bit. The encounters become lesser and the revelation doesn't quite flow the same. And that's not because we've done something wrong, but it could just be because it's time to begin to journey with what he's given and to step into what he's spoken. As we align and agree, as we humble ourselves and position our hearts to serve in those moments, we actually need to begin to do the serving bit. That's the time that we have to begin the journey and the pursuit and to live life being shaped by the purpose that we have received. Maybe this is where you live right now. Maybe this is the place that your soul resides. We can at times almost enshrine the encounter moments in our lives and feel like we're lacking when we're not living there. And the truth is, there are times that God pulls back because he wants us to step into what he's given us. He wants us to begin to live the life, to journey with what we have, to pursue the purpose. There came a moment when the angel left, and Mary then had to begin to live life. Today, pause and calibrate your soul with his purpose again. Refresh and reframe the purpose that he stamped upon your life. Bring it to life. Let it breathe in his presence again. And as you do, surrender your everything to its service. Give your all to begin humbly serving the call. Commit that this is something that you will serve, not something that will serve you. And as you do, step out and step into what he shaped you with. Begin to live life. Begin to journey with what is within. Step up, step out, and step in. It's time to walk with purpose. It's time to serve the purpose of God in your today. Today is your day to do great things for him.
Something isn't adding up. this wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me it shows the cross. You're telling me I'm worth that much. Well, if that's the measure of your love, how else would I sing? But completely, deeply, sold out, sincerely abandoned. I'm completely, freely, hands to the ceiling in amber. My one life endeavor, to my sure surrender, to me not my will but yours. Oh, I'm completely, deeply, don't care who sees me abandoned. Oh, I surrender. Oh. I just can't get over it. What kind of self-control is this? When you had angels at your fingertips, but on the cross you remained. And I can't repay that kind of love, but I can praise with everything I got. Well, since death had all its power out, then just like the grave, I'm completely, deeply, sold out, sincerely abandoned. I'm completely, freely, hands to the ceiling in ember. Oh, my one life endeavor, to my choice surrender, to me. In my lungs, consider it yours, Lord. Consider it yours, Lord. The failures I hide, the victories I don't, the battles I fight, each crown that I hoard, consider it.